Well, here we are, another beautiful Friday morning, the day before deer season.
We made it. You know, if it was easy, everybody would do it, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Happy Friday. Beer's going to taste good today.
Oh, I love that.
I brought the Blue Eyed Blonde. You know, we hadn't had one for a little while.
It's been a while. We had, the Dunkel last week?
We had the Dunkel last week. We still got that. Yeah.
You didn't bring your bicycle, did you?
I actually did.
I was going to say you're decked out and in your canoe gear.
You know, there's just not too many days left. And, I mean, you got to keep the ticker ticking, you know?
That's true.
So,
cheers.
Cheers.
This will do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little dehydration, a little high blood pressure.
Yep. Are you going to get that turdy pointer?
We've got a lot of deer on the land this year. Yeah.
Good. I'm making it out this year.
Really?
For the first time in...
up by the family land or where?
No, a buddy of mine has some land over in the Princeton area.
Ooh. As they say, there's some big, good bucks over in that area because of the marsh, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
We're going to see what happens. You know me, I'm more of a beer and a cribbage kind of hunter. But I mean, if there's something that wanders out, I'll take a poke at
it. Sure, you just got to leave the rifle, lean it up by the sliding door, crack it a little bit, make sure the screen's open.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I like your apparel today.
Thank
you. Why don't we talk about that a little
bit? Yeah, we've got some new apparel.
We never bring up your
apparel. I know, we should. Well, if I was a good salesman, I would talk about that.
You're good with the beer.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some sweatshirts, new hats, new winter stocking caps, knit hats.
Cool.
We even have, believe it or not, we have Christmas ornaments this year.
Really?
Coasters, car coasters, keychains, all kinds of fun stuff.
We're gearing up for a lot. Well, last night was Berlin's 40th holiday parade. Brad Anthony was in it, but there's a lot of parades coming up for the holidays.
So
people might want to get those stocking caps.
They're nice and warm. Yeah. I will say that.
We've got a lot of holiday stuff in Ripon and the surrounding areas coming up the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's just, you got Widow's Weekend downtown tomorrow, of course.
The wineries will be full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. and then next weekend is, of course, can you believe it's Thanksgiving already?
Well, I was thinking the other day, we just talked about you putting the sailboat away, maybe 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And then the other day, we're shoveling the sidewalk out here. What was that, Monday or Tuesday?
Last Saturday, I had the garage door open. It was so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 60.
Well, you can have that open depending on how many you have, no matter what time of the year.
Yeah, that's true. So. The customers might complain a little bit, but whatever.
So how is the bookstore?
The bookstore is going great. It's been a lot busier than we've anticipated, and... We're almost to the point where you can go on our website and you can buy any book that you want, you know, just like Amazon.
Really?
We've got thousands of titles you can search for. So pretty much anything you want, you can go right to our website, click on it. We'll ship it right to your house. I mean, easy peasy. So we'll probably have that up by maybe tomorrow or next week.
You know, the problem with that is you don't get to go and enjoy a craft beer.
Well,
so
this is my thinking is because we want people to come into the store, right? Because it's a cool store. I mean, it's like we've got the Belgian beers, the Trappist beers, of course, the Knuth beers. We've got great wine. So we want you to experience, you know, holding that book in your hand and having a cold beer.
Right.
But if you can't make it, you know, like if you live... you know, on the other side of the county or there's a snowstorm or whatever, but you got to have that book. Or maybe you want to get one shipped to your friends or relatives, you know, for Christmas.
Sure.
We're trying to make it easy so you can still get, you know, you can support the independent bookstore, you know, maybe if you just can't get there.
Right. What was that beer we had?
The Chimay.
Chimay.
Yeah,
I looked that up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good tasting, but I didn't realize like how expensive that is.
Yeah.
And I'm honored.
Yeah.
That's why I put it on the top shelf here in the studio.
Yeah. So we've got, of course, you know, with Thanksgiving, then Friday, you got Black Friday, and then you got Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we'll have, so speaking of Chimay, we'll have My Sophia coming back, which is our Belgian triple.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're bottle fermenting and conditioning it. So it's all natural carbonation, and it's gonna like it's I mean it's not quite ready, but like we've been tasting it and sure. we're very excited.
That's the one, if I remember correctly. You swallow it and you wait about 10 seconds and it gives you just that nice warm feeling,
yes
right?
yeah so that's Sophia's coming back. Charlotte just came back just a couple of days ago. She is back and stronger than ever. So we've got those beers going into the holidays. We've got Mark Wayne tomorrow night. So after you get your big buck, or if you know after you finish your cribbage game,
sure, yeah, just, right, that's more my stuff. We'd hunt good together.
Roll on down to the brewery. Mark Wayne is the guy. He plays the beer fest in Mayville every year that I love going to. And he always shows up with the t-shirt, Hank, Willie, George, and Johnny.
Sure. You know?
So he plays all the classic country. He'll play some Jimmy Buffett. He'll even throw in some polkas. he'll play Willie Nelson, and he gets the wig on. But the coolest thing is he plays steel guitar.
Oh,
which
very
you
cool.
never see anymore, you know.
Right.
He'll even do a little bit of country gospel.
Sure.
Which I really like. So
you gotta get Tuba Dan stumbling around with him.
Well, we have his picture. He's always with us in spirit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does he ever find his way in there?
You know, Tuba. I don't see him out and about too much anymore.
I see him at the town dump on Tuesdays. Yeah. He goes shopping by dumpster number two. Yeah. Picks out some nice stuff.
Usually, if he's coming down to the brewery to get a pizza, he calls me and, "Hey, Dave, meet me outside. You know, I got to meet him in the middle of the street." He doesn't want to come in. You know.
Oh, very cool. Anything else coming up in the world of Knuth Brewing?
Let's see. Anything else? We're just kind of trying to hold on to our hats here. We got Dickens in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We'll have some Christmas cons. We got two jazz bands coming in the first two weekends of December. And we're booking Christmas parties. So if you're looking for corporate Christmas parties or family get-togethers, reunions, whatever, we're booking for the upstairs. We still got a few dates in December, but January, February, some people like to do that right after the holidays.
Yeah, we did that a few times and it worked out
yeah.
well. And I know if people want to be in the Rippin' Christmas Parade, you have till the 28th to register for that. It's $20 for your float and you just go to the chamber office. Tomorrow night is the Washera Chamber and the Wautoma Christmas Parade. So
now, do they call that the biggest little parade?
They kind of do
like
sometimes,
the
county fair.
County fair, yeah.
It is, yeah. Yep. Brad will be in it with the bugs, and we're all over. We're infesting.
I love it.
All right, contact info.
748-5188. Cheers, everybody.
I think we got
happy hunting.
We got to play a
Deer
Camp song.
All right, I love it.